We travel now south of the California border to Tijuana, a city suffering one of the worst waves of violence in recent history. But the city is also gaining a reputation as a hip, edgy retreat for artists. Case in point, an art gallery housed in a tunnel once used for running drugs. From Tijuana, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The downturn in the Tijuana smuggling business has been good for Luis Ituarte. First, late last year, he managed to open this art gallery in a building that used to have a cross-border tunnel in the basement. Now he's trying to buy an abandoned hotel just across the street. Hotel Londres used to be a flophouse, Ituarte says, where migrants would stay for a few nights and meet up with smugglers before trying to cross into the United States.
Since the border has become so tight, they went out of business. So we are in the process and negotiations to acquire the hotel to do our residency program, to do some studios out of it, and to do the residency program in the other side.
Ituarte is from Tijuana, but he splits his time between here and Los Angeles. He says space on this side of the border is about a fifth of what it would cost in L.A. His current gallery, Casa del Túnel, or House of the Tunnel, is in a boat-shaped building right along the border fence. Its prow juts out towards a U.S. customs post. The previous tenants claimed to be running a greenhouse here. They'd come and go at all hours of the day and night with big plant pots. Ituarte says the neighbors didn't ask too many questions.
In Tijuana, you don't know who's who, you know? And if you go to the police, maybe you're going to go to the bad guys, you know? So people just keep it quiet and don't say anything.
The gang was eventually caught popping up through a manhole cover on the U.S. side. Authorities have since filled the tunnel with several truckloads of cement. Ituarte's gallery on the second floor has work mainly by local artists, which for him means from Tijuana and Southern California. Much of it touches on themes related to migration, boundaries, and the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico. Ituarte says he hopes that Casa del Túnel will be a space for artists to put forward a new vision for Tijuana.
I think that we need a new city, and we need to kind of start looking into what the future Tijuana is going to be, because the past Tijuana hasn't worked.
In downtown Tijuana, the Tijuana Cultural Center is impossible to miss in the Zona Rio. The complex is dominated by a giant beige globe, which houses an IMAX theater. In September, the center opened a sprawling new gallery next door called The Cube. As you enter, a sound exhibit by an artist from San Diego lines the hallway. The main exhibit is a show of Buddha sculptures from China, but another show by local artists tackles poverty, migration, and other contemporary social issues in Tijuana. And the main social issue facing this city right now is drug violence. Last year, more than 800 people were killed here in battles between the drug cartels, and in 2009, things have only gotten worse. The number of murders in January more than doubled compared to 2008.
Well, we see violence everywhere, reflected in the paintings, in theater, in dance, everywhere.
Carmen Garcia is the coordinator of an art center called Casa de la Cultura. It's set on a hill southwest of downtown. The center has studio space for painting, dance, photography. The sound of students practicing piano echoes down the brick building's long hallways. The center offers art classes for children as well as adults. Garcia says when the killing spiked late last year, students stopped coming to classes after dark and people stopped attending concerts at night.
Definitely, life has changed in Tijuana.
But Garcia says Tijuana remains a vibrant, dynamic city. From the second floor of the Casa de la Cultura, looking north, you can see the expanding U.S. border fence, and in the distance, the shimmering skyscrapers of downtown San Diego. Garcia says the violence, the border, the poverty, all of this underlies the art that's produced here.
I think it's just like a reflection. The art scene is a reflection of the disorganized city that we live in.
And even as people are afraid to go out at night, Garcia is convinced that things in Tijuana are going to get better soon. And she's convinced that art is going to help. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tijuana.